Hello, Yana. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Rodney. Sorry, so I missed a call from you a little back. I'm assuming it's about Douglas and about Jones.
No, this is Rangel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant Durango. Right, you called me like 2 hours ago or something. I didn't receive the.
Okay. Yeah, it was in regards to Janice Jones and Lita Wanda.
Okay, so Janice Jones, there's a problem with the system, the
Okay.
patent system, but I'll rely for now on what Sarah said. Sarah said that he showed an active waiver
Okay.
currently. He didn't look back.
Okay.
So we can definitely put in. I've been trying to get into Promise for like an hour and a half now.
Okay.
The system is down, unfortunately.
All right.
And they keep logging me out, telling me don't have authorized access, like crashing. There's a problem with the system.
Okay.
So let me just try one more time. One last time, otherwise it's going to have to wait. No,
Let me know.
it's down. It's down. So we can definitely put in today and on.
Okay.
And you can put in the temps from as of 12 a.m. this morning and on.
Okay.
And you could also you could just for now you can disregard the yellow date. We
Okay,
can
that's all good,
assume
yeah.
that the Keystone will take that off within the next week. Okay?
Okay,
If
yeah.
we have 2 weeks for them to take it off technically, right? But yeah, have them update the schedule and put it all in. Don't do anything prior to the 18th for now because I have to see the Promise in the system to make sure it's clean.
Okay,
There's no
got it.
guarantee their waiver was backdated and Keystone won't tell us anything.
Okay, got it.
I just have to wait for Promise to populate it.
Yeah,
Now, one,
she
yeah.
was saying that the caregivers were working, but I told her that until we confirm, we cannot process those
It's
visas
gonna
until
be,
she's
he
somewhere.
said. She said
Yeah.
because there's no way they didn't clock, of course. Like, why would they clock? So now it's just gonna have to be time sheets, whatever. We'll just take it for a week. Tawanda Lee,
Yeah.
there was the hospitalization pullback, and she wants to put a time sheet on a different day. This is old story,
Exactly.
right?
Yeah, it's
And the thing
all.
about it is, unless I have clocks on that other day, I'm not gonna do it because that looks like fraud. You clocked
Exactly.
in while it was hospitalization. And then we pulled it back. I'm not going to bill for a day that's not on the standard schedule just because you want to be paid. That's
Exactly.
fraud.
It
You
is.
didn't work. Where's your clock? If they had clocked, I would do it, of course.
And she sent two timesheets, like.
I don't care about the time sheets. When is it? December it was, I think.
It was in October, actually.
Was October?
Yeah, the
Like the
27th
end
and
of the month,
28th.
right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's just, there's no clocks. If there's no clocks, I'm not going to put in a time sheet when we do a hospitalization pullback without clocks. With clocks, no problem. Without clocks, no way. Because that's like real fraud.
It is. So I told that to GT, but she has been still telling me if we can move the visits.
Gitti said that?
Yeah, I mean, she said that the caregiver sent different timesheet, one for the 27th, and then she sent another one for the 30th. So she was asking Mayra to confirm with the patient, but the
When was the
patient never answered.
hospitalization date? What was the date of the hospitalization?
The 27th.
This is Kim. Okay. What's his latest and greatest? Wednesday, 3-4. We're not even open. Can you do me a favor and request to push the hearing due to holidays? Right, 2 weeks from that. Anytime after the 18th or 19th or something, right? Just say it's a Passover holiday, we're not allowed to attend, and the office is closed. So I request to push it off. Sorry about that, Ernie.
No worries.
Oh my gosh, Sean is calling. I'll talk to Yiti about that because Yiti shouldn't be involved. Hold on 1 second, Sean. Yiti shouldn't be involved with deciding what bills, only
Sadly.
process, only processing. So
Yeah, I
I
was
don't.
trying to explain.
Yiti called you and said move it over.
No. She sent me a text and asked me for an update. So I wanted to follow up with you. Well, we spoke
before. I'll call her and ask her what she's even doing. I'm curious.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
Very good.